על ידי תשובי רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. The Kashuk Lover brings the Eretz HaTzvi. The Gemara in the Gilad HaFlamet Aleph, the Gemara says, why do we read the Teichra with an ultimate Shabbos before Shavuos? Because they should Teichra Shana the Kilei Sev. Or you bazoi the Shabbos after Shavuos. We have the Indian of Teichra Shana Birchoi Sev. Which is the reason he says, that's why Vroi Vashonim, the Parsha after Shavuos is Nosoi. And we have Dafka Birchus Kahanim in the sixth Parsha. Alderach Zeh. Because it's the same reason, Chazal say, that in the penultimate Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we again read the Teichra in Mishneh Torah. And the Rosh Hashanah continues, as it says in Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Truma, until Shmini Atzeres, the Gemar Din. And therefore, immediately afterwards, you read B'zoi Sabroch Hashem Erech Meisha, right afterwards, immediately. And Lahoyer, I've said many times, the Blue Shiva brings the Tzvila Tzadvik. There, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Isabrach HaShaberach Moshe Isho Likim, which is Gimachia 747, which is Gimachia Birchus Gehanim. And if that's not good enough, I've said this 1,000 times, the words, V'zoi Sabrach HaShaberach Moshe as B'nai Yisrael, is Gimachia exactly Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha Yor Hashem Pala Be'elach V'zunecha Yisa Hashem Pala Be'elach V'yosem Choshov. So right, just like after Shavuos, there's Birchus Kehanim, after Rosh Hashanah, after Shmini Atzeres, there's Birchus Kehanim. And this frat, it's Negeya, because we said before Shavuos that Atzeres is called B'yayim Chasunah, so Yizu Matan Torah. And after Chasunah, you have Sheva Brachas. So all these period is a period of Brachas, because the Sheva Brachas is Gimachi 1,000, which is the Tachlis of Brachas, Moshe Rabbeinu says, David should bless you, Elephon. And therefore, this is the parsha also where we deal with Hakamas HaMishkan, which Hakamas HaMishkan is also the Chasunosei Zumat Teira V'Yem Simchas Riba, the Hakamas Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because every Chasun Kala building a house, you're not going to be a genius, is building a Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Mashpiach says, said in Pasuk in Bereishis, Vayivan Hashem Likim Es Atzela Asher Lokach Min Adam Leisha, which is Gematria, exactly, 1,891, Vayi B'yom Kalois Moshe L'Hokim Es HaMishkan. And Chazal say, like a Kala, given over to a Chosn. And therefore, we say both these in Yonim, Sai Matan Torah, and Sai Hakom Es HaMishkan, is the Inyan of a Chasana. And therefore, Chazal say, if you misamei a Chosn V'Kala, ki l'bona echad b'chur b'z Yishalayim. And I've said 1,000 times that Mesameach Chosn Imakala is Gimatria for Boile Berachma Vishleim Omein, so Gimatria Chibas Vishleim, etc. What does it got to do with Birchus Kehanim specifically? The Sforum Akhtarishim bring is what in the Poskim, the Minig Yisrael, Mikan must know, is that you bench the Chosn Kala with Birchus Kehanim. And God of the Eilis Ephraim from the Kliyokr says, the Gemara says in Yevamis Taf Samach Beis that if you get Ashari B'lei Isha, Shari B'lei Bracha, Shari B'lei Chayma, Shari B'lei Teiva, Shari B'lei Teira, yes, six things, right? Shari B'lei Simcha, and this is Mamish, the six Brachas, if you work it out. Yivarecha is Bracha, Yishmarecha, that's Chayma. Chazal say, Sharv Isha, Sharv Bechoyma. Yoer is the Indian of, Yoer is the Indian of Toiva, is Yoer. Then it says, Chayn, Yoer, Shabbat Lecha, Bichuneko, that the Libyus Chayn al Reshecha, which is the Indian of Toira, and Simcha, Yoer Hashem Panav Elecha, all the six things that Chazal say in Yevamos, that you lack without a wife, is all the six Birchus Kehan, and therefore the Sheva Bracha ends Misamei Achoson in Hakala. What's the Gimachi of Hakala? 89. What? 60. Hakala. 60. Hello, Earth. Are you with me? What does 60 got to do with Birchus Kehan? There are 60 letters, and everyone knows, I said this countless times, there are three psukim in Birchus Kehanim, 15 words and 60 letters, which you're not going to be a genius to work out. In Medrash, Behechon Zochu Yisrael to Birchus Kehanim. One opinion says from the three of us, Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv, and the other says from Matan Torah. Two different opinions in Chazal, in Medrash. The three of us are connected to the three psukim. We know the Chido brings when he found the Ksav Yad, Yoshon, from a cloth written by a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, where he writes how many years with the other sectation, Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv, together learning Torah. 15 hours a day, 15 years. And then Ben Chamisha also is the Talmud. So, and then, yes, you with me, hello. You with me, hello? And Matan Torah is compared to a chasana. How do you effect Kedushin? With Manazel, at least. Hello? No one gives a potato, Shabbat. You give a tabaz. And a tabaz is bedugma, which letter of the alphabet? Samach. Right? You with me, hello? Yeah, and therefore you say this. The chuppah is kineged Birchas Kehanim, which is 60 letters. And by the way, it's written poskim. That's the reason why the meaning is that when you go to a chuppah, you stand by the sheva brachos, because the sheva brachos is al derech Birchas Kehanim. And the pasuk says va'omdu va'ele yamdu levorech ha'om. When you give a bracha, you stand. Hello. Yeah. By the way, connected to three others, that's why it's brought to Chagiz, brings in the Sefer Elamitzis, the meaning in many Kilos Kedoshis of Yisrael is what the Shliach Tzibur says in Chazoros HaShatz, the Birchas Kehanim, right? Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha, the call answers, Amen, Kein Yirotin, B'schus Abram Avinu, B'schus Yitzchak Avinu, because the three brachas are connected, the three others, Akhleishim, etc., etc. And Torah is the source of all the brachas of Birchas Kehanim, which is the reason why it's brought in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, that the Minig Yisrael, Chazal U'Mesakin, that when you make Birchas HaTorah, you have to learn something. Which part of the entire Torah did Chazal choose to learn after Birchas HaTorah? Dafka Birchas Kehanim, because Birchas Kehanim is inextricably linked to the concept of Torah. Right? By the way, I said before there are six brachas in Birchas Kehanim. You do not have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what else do we have in Judaism. Six. The Shisho Sidrei Mishnah, as the Rekeach brings in his Pirush Alav Torah. Hello. The 15, and 15 is also connected. 15 tables, right? 15 is also connected. Marriage, Chasana. Why? Hello. Anybody out there? Anybody alive today? Like, hello? Because Chazal say Ish v'Ish zachu Shechina shruya b'nei Ayud in the Ish and a Kay in the Isha. Hello? Are you with me? Yeah? Which is the reason Galamukha says in Parash Vayera Shechina is Shochin Yudke. The Yudke resides in a Yiddish Shtub. Hello? You with me? And therefore there are 15 words and 60 letters. There are six brachas in Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha Yoshem Avichunecha Yisrael Shemarvelecha. The Yosef was shown six brachas, which is Keneged Shisha Sidri Mishnah. How do you know if you can't remember? Hello, work it out simply. You use your toes. Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha Yoshem Palavelech Tukunecha Yizah Hashem Palavelech Yosechom Shalom Imakoyl is Gimachis Roim Moyed Noshim Yeshuas Kochim and Taras Imateis. So it all fits in. Yes, hello. And therefore, hello, who gives the Birchas Kehanim? Kehanim, who come from Zera Aaron. What does Aaron got to do with Torah Shel Peh? I must have said this. Moshe is Shishbina de Malka, and Aaron is Shishbina de Matarniso. Teresh Mixab is Geneged Moshe, Teresh Alpeg, Geneged Aaron. Therefore, Aaron is Gimatria, Zman Nokat. Wakey, wakey, hello. The Rosh Tevis of the sixth Sidri Mishnah. And therefore, Marashiva, Gedal Yeshua, we say, the first time the Sadek has a rule, iron, like an axiom, whenever the first time something appears in Torah, the Tacharayda had a share be'etzem ha'shaychus, where is the first time in all of Chumash you find someone using a svara? Aaron was mechalik t'meishim and kachin dairis and kachin shoch. Hello? The Torah shall pass, can I get Aaron? Therefore it says, Yoyrum bekhanan, Yoyrum ish batechol yankim, kisiste koyin ish merudas, Torah of action be piyu, etc., etc. So Aaron is Torah shall pass, and therefore Torah shall pass is the source of bracha, therefore the kahanim are the ones who bestow the bracha. Let me just add one more word before I begin to share. This is the Dachar. The part from Pilchus Friedman, he wrote one of his shmuzim many years ago. Very big a word, he says. The Panyofis brings in Parshas Shlach, a word that he heard from his brother, the Rebbe Shmelko of Nikolsburg. In Parshas Shlach, you have the Nesochim, right? Hello? When you pour the oil, the Shem, how much do you pour? Seifer, Neder, or Nedov, when you bring a... when you bring the sochem, how much do you pour? The so applies also to a carbon seber, whether it's a shani, by carbonus. How much do you pour? You say it, you said it just yeah, 2 days ago. Shleish yasoinim lapor, shnei yasoinim la'ayil, yisarim la'keves. Hello? You just said this like you just rattled it off in Muslim. Why? What's the logic? So he brings the panim yafis springs. What? One second. The Panim Yofis brings a Rashi, bin Adarshim. There's Purim, Elim, and Kvosim. Which is three, by the way. Yeah, which you don't got to be a rocket, so Rashi brings. It's connected to Avram Yitzchak of Yankov. What does Avram got to do with Purim? Well, a Boker wrote Avram. Ayil and Yitzchak. But Ayil instead of Yitzchak. Kvosim, Pasuk says the part of Eitzay, Vakvosim is for Yank. So the Purim, Elim, and Kvosim is going to get Avram Yitzchak and Yank. Hello? But why Shlisha is writing him for the Pur, Shnei is writing him for Ayil, and one Isarin for the Kevus? What's the logic? So he brings it in, which is Apikabol, which is beyond me. I don't got a clue what he's talking about. I'm a simple guy. But like, hello? There's three, you know, you ever see someone says the Gematria? And he says, Im HaNekudas. If you're not only counting the cheshbon of the value of the letters, but with the Nekudas. What is the cheshbon of the Nekudas? The whole shmuz of the Delf income. Basically, if you could put aside a comment in a shva, but basically every dot is like a yud, 10. So there's a segel, which is 3 dots, which is 30. You have a seire, a shva, is 20. And you have a chaylum, linyanenu, is 10. Are you with me? So, talking about the Ramak in Paradis Rimoinim says, Poshazach, Segel is connected Avro. You don't got to be a genius to work out. Segel miloshin segula. Segula is an oitzrachov, is something which is choshev, something you bow, something. So segel is midas achesed. Hello? Which is keneged Avro. Shvo, which is silent, is keneged gvur, silent. And shvo, shin beis aleph, scrambles the letters, you get boesh. Right? Which is keneged kibo eish Hashem nishpas. Cholom says the degel is keneged the same letters as chaloim. Who was the one of the patriarchs who had a dream? Vinisulam utzav arzo, which is keneged midasativ eres. Yankiv avin. Hello? Varosh b'gash shamayim, shamayim is tiveres. Hello? By the way, how much is 30 plus 20 plus 10? 60. Very good. Which, by the way, there's a Mishnah in Menachos which says, if you have 60 Esrayim, you can fit in one Keli. One more, you got to have two Keli. Hello? What is Keli? Chaf, Lamed, Yud, 20, 30, and 10. What do I got? 60. And therefore, there's 30 connected to Purim. 30 Esrayim for the Purim, which is Avram, Chesed. 20 for Yitzchak, the Shvo. And 10 for the Kvasim, which is Yankiv. I'm just pointing this out. Why am I telling you all this? Because and if all 60 is the shlemus in whatever in the keli, and brings down also the poil to before we begin the shir, just to mention that this Shabbos is the Shabbos of Sheva Brachos, and you bring down all the brachos this week, and you internalize all that you've achieved over Shavuos. Because all the chasanos is a matan Torah, Shavuos is a chasana. By the way, parenthetically, I'm going to talk about this today, but with this I understand three different things. Since Shavuos is a chasana, number one, I understand why Chazal tell us, Yishalmi, that there's mechilas avoinos. Your sins are forgiven on Shavuos, you get a clean slate, if you kept Shavuos properly. Because the Chofen Kal is moichlon al kol avoinos, number one. Number two, in Svarim HaKadoshim, a mafli, that the simcha of Chag HaShavuos is far beyond any other yom. Halar, barichas nevlo. You understand that if Shavuos is a chasana, right? There's no other happier day in a person's life, usually by most people, than the day they get married. Right? And number three, I said before Shavuos, the tzaddikim, all the tzaddikim, all different types, emphasize the inyan of a person has to be mechadish chizhitayr on Shavuos. To come up new gedanke, new depth, new profundity. Why? Because the whole purpose of a nisuin, of a marriage, is periyavidivya. And a person has that periyavidivya in Shavuos. So I want to speak today, just to give you the hakdoma. We discussed before Shavuos, if I remember correctly, that there's bichlal two inyonim in Matan Torah. There's the inyon of Erusin and the inyon of Nisuin. Erusin is for everybody. The Eibishter, the Miyachid, right? You have a Kiddushin, gave us the Torah. But after, the Kal Yisrael is the Chosin, the Torah Akdosh is the Eishes Chayil, the Kala. Where does the Kala go after Erusin? Back home to her father. It's when does the Nisuin take place? Does it take place? Depends on the person. A person who's an Omel Bateir, we discussed this at great length, if anyone remembers, right? You horev in Torah, you learn Torah properly, you learn Torah Lishma, then it becomes the Bechina of the Dovak Be'ishtoi, it becomes the Bechina from Nisuin in Torah, and therefore, Lasilavai, Matan Torah will be given Nisuin to all of Kal Yisrael. Heintig Titan, Tabi the Chachamim, who are Dovak and Torah, it becomes the Madrega of Lasik B'divrei Torah, which is the Vaharifna, as we discussed, about the sweetness, the Mesikos of Torah, the Veloshin Taruvis that the Svarim HaKadoshim bring. When do you become, when this Torah, Nivla Be'vor, becomes part of you? Only if you tak a horov in Torah. Which, by the way, just derech agam, just before I'm going to forget later to tell you, I saw a very big chesifer in Drosh chesifer. Like, wow, much merging. If you remember, the Gemara says that Rizku was told by Smezer Shem Eiver that Shnei Goyim bevitnich. Rashi brings the Chazal, who is the Shnei Goyim? Goyim. Who does that refer to? Rabbi and Antinus. Antinus Rabbi. Hello. What was the wealth, the incredible wealth of Antoninus, Rabbi Antoninus? Hello? Shalei pasku mi'al shulchanam loitznoim v'lechazeres. Now, you don't got to be a very deep, profound thinker. If you want to speak about some multi-zillionaire, right? You know how rich he is? He has radishes and lettuce on his table. In Doth Bashtet, the Ashirus of Rebbe, hello. So Sefer learns it in Ruchnis. What is Tznoin? Is a Dover Chorf. What is Chal, right? To appreciate Torah, to have the Ashirus, the Mesikos of Torah, you have to learn Torah in depth. Charipus, the Tznoin. But you can have Tznoin till it's coming out of your nose, but you're going to forget it also, right? You have to have the Chazeres, the Chazer over. By learning Torah la'omko, to appreciate its profundity, its depth, it becomes a davar chovid. And you chazer over, you have the tznoin and the chazeres, that is how you will remember. Okay. So therefore, I want to speak to you today about the concept. It's like I was kaching in the sugya over Shavuos myself, the second day Shavuos. I'm not going to tell you what my haravani is. I'm going to give you a little vort from the Beruchim Olshin, Rosh Yim and Legu. He puts it very nicely, very succinctly, very easy to understand the Gedorin in the Isser of Shechita Sotera. Let me start from the beginning, go step by step. We know the Mishnah, the third chapter, Perkei Avos, Reb Distoy, Reb Yan, I said, Mishem Rameir, Kol HaShicheach, Dover Echad, Mi Mishnosoy, Mala, Vakosu, Kilom Ischaya, Benavshi. If you forget even one area of Torah, one out of Torah, you're up, you deserve off with your head. Shel Nehemar, it's possible in the Schanon, Rachi Sharm Lachosh, Renavshcha, Me'oi, Pentishcha, Vos Advorim, Ashero, Einech. Yochol. You get it old, you're losing it, you know, whatever, like, you know, dementia. Yochol, people talk about the Mishnosoy, Talmud Leimer, Pen Yisurim Levovro, Kol Yimei Chayecha, we'll see what that means, what together. So if you forget the Divrei Torah, Rachman Olsan, it's a very stringent doinish. Comes along in the Sefer Keser Rosh, the back of the Sidur HaGeroi, you'll find it, a word for Chaim Volozhiner, which is famous in Olam Yeshivas, that L'chura, this Isra of Shichas HaTorah, does not apply today. That it says, it only applies to what? The older generations before Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, then if you shecher, yeah? So far so good? The Balatani, Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he brings two starke rayas nishtasi, the Feirish. I'll read the lesson. Says the Alter Rebbe, now even though mitzad Eitzas Hashem, we were allowed to write Torah about that. So if you forget, you can always look it up. Ein ze moil klum. The minute you forget the words of Torah, you're chayv. Kimoi v'yimeim she'oyver b'lav b'shosh shichayach. In the olden days, before Rebbe committed the Torah Shel Peh to write, if you forgot, she'achakach yachsav yishol mirabbi v'yilam denu mashashochach, you go back to your Rebbe and ask him. Everything is oral, and go back to Chazar over to review that which you forgot. But immediately when you forgot, you were over. Is today also, although you could look it up, all right? But moreover, says the Alter Rebbe V'Oi, She mitzvah satayra leitishtena b'shinei atayris v'yachmel v'yamer dalsei leilom. The Eibush doesn't change his Torah. And if there's an Isra of Shichas HaTorah, the fact that we are able to write Torah Shebal Peh in writing, and you can consult it, doesn't take away the Isra of Shechas HaTorah. The Chura, these are two stark arayas. What will Reb Chaim Volozhiner do with the arayas that the Baal HaTanya brought? So they bring from the, he brings from the Griz, in the Chedushi HaGriz al Levi al HaTorah, Parashat Haskanah, dealing with Islam. He says, amazing, beautiful work, the Briskerov. He says, The shayrish of the Isser of Shichas HaTorah is because there's a Messiah of Torah from Moshe to Yeshua, from Yeshua to the Zkenim, etc., etc. Once Torah Sheval Peh has been, and if you're part of the Shalshelas HaKabbalah, right, and you forgot the Mishnah, it's a Churban B'Kal Yisrael. When does, and that is the Chumrah of Isser and Shichas HaTorah. When today it was written down, so your forgetfulness, once the Messiah stopped, and Chachmi Yisrael will convey Aloch and Shas, therefore Chaim Volozhiner held, explained to Griz, it's his elder later, right? That therefore the Isra of Shecha doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. By the way, this Havona, this Yisui, that the Messiah stops after Chesimus HaTalmud is very debatable. There's a Rabbeinu Yoyin and Mefurish and others who said this today, but okay, whatever. Yes? The Chura, this answers the two Hasogah that Alter Rebbe holds, because it's not Pshat HaLoch is changing. The Metzias has changed. There's no longer a Mesoira, Kabbalah, Rav Mitalmud, right? After Chasim Basa Talmud, Asher Alkein, the Metzias, the world has changed, and therefore there is no Israel. Not that the Halacha has changed, the Metzias has changed. The Balatan you learned, Faker, he learns the Isser of Shichas HaTorah, forgetting Torah, is not mitzad anything of Mesoira passing down. It's mitzad the Etzem Indian that a Yid forgets Torah, is that Gufa is the Isser. Right? And therefore, just like when Torah Shevalpeh was Valpeh, and you have the opportunity to ask your Rebbe, this Isser of Shichas HaTorah, who didn't know now it's what? In writing. Says Yerucham Olshem. So far, so good. There's two opinions. Says Yerucham Olshem. He asks on Reb Chaim on the Griz. Rabbeinu Yoinah says Mefurish not like the Griz. Rabbeinu Yoinah, one of the two Perushim in the Bartanura on the Mishnah Ovis, says, what is the reason why there's such a chomer digi iser of Hashicher iser Edvucher Tov Mishnah Ovis? Ki yovei lahiris al pi haskarosi. People tend to paskin shailas based on their memory. Any person will say, Kach omr li Rebbe, my Rebbe taught me azoi. V'yeser hamuter v'yatir ha'isr. You'll come to give out full tzokim. V'nimse takola ba'al yodhi. It's a duchval, it's a stumbling block for others, and therefore you call the Pesheya, because Shigah Talmud oyla zokim. That's how Rebbeinu Yoinah learns. Hello? Is the charayat nothing to do with the hefsik of the Mesoira of Torah, which itself is debatable. It's mitzad what? You paskin falsh. Hello? Yes? And it applies even to Zman Hazeh. On Nishnar Dasiyas, the Rambam Hilchot Talmud Torah Perek Aleph Halacha Yud says azoy, Ad emos rechayev l'mater, until when must you learn Torah? Ad yoy moysoy, until the day you die. Shenemar pen yosuru miluvavcha kol yomei chayecha. Because man shel yasik belimut hu shichech. As long as you are not horroring and learning, you will inevitably forget. We'll soon discuss this element later. Is the charaya that the Rambam paskins that a person has to learn Torah ad yoyim moise. Why? Because otherwise, lest you forget. Did the Rambam say, Zuhama qualify, that this only applies when? In the Zman of before Yudanossi. It's a blanket. So brings the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya in Reish Memvav Stif Gimel. Hello? Without qualifying it, in the Charaya, the Isser of Shichas HaTorah applies even today. A. B. Rabbi Yerucham Olshem asks, you look at Rabbeinu Yoinah. You look at the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says, the Chain Moshe Omer Li Yisrael. Moshe told the Yidin, Parshas Vaschanon, we quoted, Raki Shom Luchosh Rashkom, Oi, Pentisha Chesat Dvorim. What's Pentisha Chesat Dvorim? Say Chazal, Eilu Dvorim Shataroya Oison, Shev Ksuvim Baksav, that which is written. Pen Yosuru Milavovacha, Eilu Dvorim Shenasati Lucho Balpe. Is the Charaya clear in Medrash that the Isser of Shichas HaTorah, the prohibition against forgetting Torah, applies both to the written Torah and the. If it's together in Mesoira, why is there an Isser of Shichas HaTorah in Torah Shevikzav? Hello? The fact that Chazal said applies both of them is the Quran that the Shichah is Be'etzin Isser, like the Balatanya, not like Rechaim Balush. So he asks to answer Rechaim Balush and Shita, he says a beautiful word. There's a Gemara in Menachos Daf Tzaddik Tes. Omer Rish Lakish, Kol HaMeshachach Dover Echad Mitalmudei, Over beloved. If you forget anything of your learning, you're over beloved. Shenem marisham lochmash. Over beloved as well. Yachal afilu machmas onsoi. Maybe for circumstances beyond your ability, an oinus, you coerce, you duress, and you also are over. Talad leimi ben yisurim ilavavcho masirim ilibu akasam adam. The Isra is only when you deliberately misu to betray your belief. Hello? Fine. Ask Toysvis Alasar. Hello. Says Toysvis Alasar. Yochal Atilu Machmas Onsoi. Says Toysvis Mishnehi Ba'ovis. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hello? Any kashas here? Anyone out there? Rish Lakish in Menachos said two things. Number one, A, point A, you're not allowed to forget Torah. If you forget Torah, you have a is a lot. Point B, that's only with Masir Maliba, it doesn't apply, Machmas Onsu. Says Toysis, in quoting Yochel Afilu Machmas Onsu, that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Why isn't the beginning of Rish Lakish's statement? That if you forget Torah, that's also the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hello? That's the Mashal's Kash. So beautiful Olshan wants the answer, the beautiful answer. Is Rish Lakish the Amira in Menachos saying the same thing as the Mishnah in Avos? In Avos we said, Kolam Shechea Dover Echad. Mi Mishnosi. Rish Lakish said, Kol Mashiach Dover Echad Mi Talmudim. What's the difference? It's a beautiful word. He says, Mi Mishnosi means you've been given a tradition from your Rebbe, orally, Mishnais. And you're. Let me ask you another question. Does the Gemara in Yom, Daf Lamed Ches, the Omar Abelod, Kol Mashiach Dover Mi Talmudim, Goyrim Golus Lubonim, you cause Golus. You forget my Torah, says the Abish, I'll forget your kingdom. Not only that, Rav Ola says, Meridina is with loss, so you lose your stature, your greatness, your position. You what? You're Moyes in Torah, so the Abish, I'll be Moyes in your Gedul. So in Yuma, we say, if you forget Dover Echad Mi Talmudai, the Eibishah forgets your kids, you lose your stature, your greatness, your position. In Pirkei Avos, you said, what do you, what happens to the person that forgets Torah? Hayyav Mischayev Benafshi. If I ask you, which is worse? Mischayev Benafshi means your head will go rolling. Hello? The reason is, the Eibishah forgets, it's not a geshmaka thing, but it's not like it doesn't have the harmkeit, the severity of what it says in Avos. Hello? Says the Mashal in Yuma, this is the deal. In Pirkei Avos, we're talking about you forget what Dover Echad Mi Mishnosi. That which you received and you're a chain, like Rav Chaim Volozhiner would learn. Now, that's a churb. That causes a, right? Therefore, you're Chayev Dafka B'Nafsh. In Yuma, what are we talking about? If you Shechech Echad Mi Talmud, the Mishnah D'Aloch I know. And I said, again, the pilpul of an for a vayisa by a verava. Hello? I forgot my teaching, Talmud Day. Hello? For that, you, David should forget your children. The reason I said, it's not as severe. You with me? Says Yerucham Olshan, Al Korcha, you have to say that Rechaim Volozhiner also understood that there's an Isser of Shichas HaTorah, even in Torah Shebiksav, not only because, as the Gru says, because of the Mesiras HaTorah, but Be'etzem. Right? Over that is not as severe. Right? Why the Mashal doesn't say the face of it. Right? So, even Rechaim Volozhiner, there is an Isser B'Doyres HaKoreinim. Yes? Over the Harkait is only when you forget the Messiah of Torah. So far, so good?
No.
Okay. Let me go a step further, another shoot. The Rambam says that Amos, as I quoted before, until when do you have to learn Torah? Ad Yoy Moise, Shenemar, listen to the Rambam. Pen Yosuru Milavavcha Kol Yemechaya. As long as you're alive, as long as you're breathing, you have to learn Torah. But what pasuk does the Rambam bring? Not the beginning of the pasuk. Which is the emes the lav, would be the lav. Only the end of the pasuk, pen yasura milavavcha, which we say in Pekav, is the heter of a what? That you're not the chayv benafshi, if it's an oinus. Why does Raman bring? Okay. And nachadach, all the mafarshim ask, the griz in ask. Let me ask. The Rambam is telling me a gewaldige chiddush that until the day you die, you have to learn Torah because it's even pasuk by Yisurim Milavov. If the Rambam would come and tell me achleisur that until the day you die, you got to put on tzum or you got to put on tzitzis or you got to achleisur shvat. Hello, mechitesa that a person shouldn't have to do mitzvahs because I'd get amazing. Hello? Nishnos. What would be lu yitzuyer that a person knows, I took a pill and the doctor promised me with this pill I will never ever forget. My memory is like, wow. Hello? Is there an isser, would you still say that you have to learn Torah? Yeah? Can I ask you another question? Why do you have to learn Torah? Because you're going to forget? Or because of mitzvah v'agisim v'yoyim v'laylo? So why is the Rambam toila that ad yoyim moisi you have to learn Torah mitzad what? Mitzad shichas ha-Torah. Why not the mitzvah of Torah to learn? Hello? Now the answer is based on a word from a Yisrael Salanter, which Bamet Alter Rebbe says is first. There are two dinim in Hilchos Talmud Torah. There's one, a person has to learn every free moment of your life, unless you have a heter for parnosa or whatever. And that's learned from the Pasuk, Vagisa V'yom V'layla. Achutz them, there's a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. A yid has to learn Kol HaTorah Hu. Right? Where do we learn that? That's the Gemara Kiddushin Taflamet, well known. It says the pasuk Vishinantam Levanecha. What is Vishinantam Levanecha? Chazal say Sheyehu Divrei Torah Mechudodim Mechudodim Beficha Shem Yishalcha Odom Al Tegangin V'Teimerle Ela Emerle V'Yad Shenemer Imru LaChochma Achoisia. Just like you know your sister is prohibited in marriage, so to Divrei Torah has to have a clerk, and that's the mitzvah of what Yediyas HaTorah. Mitzad the mitzvah v'gisad b'yom v'laylo means you have to be occupied in Torah every free moment. So if you want to learn the Sechta Chagiga, I told the story once with the angel, the Sechta Chagiga that came down, whatever, and you want to learn the Sechta Chagiga 500 times, and you never ever opened up any other Masechta in Shas, but you're Oisik b'Torah, you b'kayim the mitzvah saseya v'gisad b'yom v'laylo. Aber mitzvah yediyas haTorah means you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo, and you have to have Bederach Chidun, Shinun, the Tznoin. You have to be sharp and be able to answer everything. You with me? That's why, he says, the Rambam brings that to the end of the Pasuk, Ben Yisurim Milavoch Kol Yomei Chayecha. Because if a person would have learned Kol HaTorah Kulo, and he has the idea, he's clear in Kol HaTorah Kulo, so mitzad the mitzvah yediyas haTorah, I know it all. I know it already. What do I got to learn on this? The Rambam says the pasuk because kol zman you're not going to be learning again. You're going to ultimately forget. Now what's the pshat in this? All right, let's take a famous gemara. You all know the gemara. The kashan the griz and chedushim zef the soita. The gemara says a menachas natzadik tes shol ben dom as ben achoyse of Rabbi Yishmo. He asked his uncle Rabbi Yishmo. A person like me, that I've learned the entire Torah, can I learn Greek? No? So he said the Pasuk, if you could find a time which is neither day nor night, then you could learn Greek. Hello, you with me? Can I ask you a simple cloth discussion? This is a grizzly discussion. Why did Rabbi Shmuel tell him the pasuk of the Gisa B'yim V'layla, which means, Lu Yitzuir, you could find a time which is not day or night. Hello? You'd be allowed to learn Greek. It's only mitzad, the Matthias of heaven. Why didn't he bring him the pasuk of Yisham L'chopar Nafu Uyim Matishik Hatazvar Matur Oinecha B'yisurim L'lofa Kol Yimei Chayecha? Which is the pasuk which teaches me that a yid has to know Kol HaTorah Kulo. Hello? You with me? Look, no, l'chura. All right? Let me ask you another question. The Rambam says you have to learn till Agyei Moise. Why? Because otherwise you're going to forget. Me Yemer, I want to take a day off. I'm fed up with life. I want to go to the Lake District and I don't know what and watch the birds fly. I can't. I have a mitzvah learning too. Hello? Unless I'm cracking up, whatever. That's another issue. Speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. Right? But otherwise, stamazay, to do stam dvarim b'teilim, I can't. Why? He said, k'vegizu v'yayimim v'layil. If you find the time, which is not. Yeah? Why is it that if I go one day, I want to sit and battle, twiddle my thumbs, play cards, I don't know what. Why will that be good in Mashiach? What is the sheer shikha? By an avedo, by achved, by 100 different dinim, right? Hames mishtakach min alev. After how long? 12 months. Avedo, 12 months. And the Chassidus says, why is it? How long do you have to zechira samolek once every 12 months? Because the sheer shikha is 12 months. Hello. You with me? So why have one day? Why are you giving me some? It depends what you're talking about. Shikha, you're going to forget lock, stock, and barrel, the whole halachas. You'll forget all about Matzir. You see that, right? That's not going to happen overnight. But if you, this is the word that he says, if you want that divrei Torah, v'shinantam, you divrei Torah, v'chudazu, v'chadu, v'ficha, you have to constantly be on the boil. The minute even like this ayafenecha boyveinenu, the minute you're off the boil, the maila of vishinantem you're not going to have. And the Griz explained that, I have no time to elaborate, this is like whatever. Chaim Valozhner said on his brother, he had his brother called Rizalman, a Gana Goin, right? And Chaim Valozhner said on his brother, who's a master, awesome, Kiddur, he said on him, that if he would be in the days of the Tanoim and Amoraim, he would be from the Chachmei Yisrael. Atilika. Okay? Afal Pikein, said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, about his brother, who we loved, who we adored, who we appreciated, that if he would live twice 1,000 years, he wouldn't come to the Karsula, to the feet of the Gro, of his Rebbe. What was the mile of the Gro? So the Griz brings, Mishpacha, this is like the of the Zabriz, right? That the Zalman, the brother of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, knew all of Shas, Bavli, Yishalmi, Zephros, Tefrit, Tetzat, Bechil, Tekolat, Terekula, like an ordinary Jew in the street knows Ashri. You know Ashri Bahar? That's how we knew every Kolat Terekula. The Gra knew Tera, not like you say Ashri. You know Ashri Bahar? If I asked you to say a pasuk backwards, could you do it? No. The Chiddush of the Gra was he knew Kolat Terekula, but not only forwards, but back. Hello? What is this? A game here, like some kind of what's the mile of knowing Torah backwards? Nor there's two in Yonam in Torah. One is to have a idea in Torah, you could pass in there. There's another higher madrega in Torah. Remember in the Torah where the pasuk says, Chosveim aluach libecha. If something is inscribed in your heart and it becomes part of you, the Madrega Bahar of Noah said before, like in the Chassidus Shabbat, right? Then I could read Ashrei backwards. I have no problem reading Ashrei backwards in front of me. I have a Siddur still in front of me. But I can't Bahart. That was the difference when it says in Pasuk, B'choyu hazvorim ve'ela al levavcha, the Targum Yerushalmi says, inscribed on your heart. You with me? And that is, he has another Mahalach. There's a difference between, in fact, another simple question. Rabbi Yishmael said to his nephew, right, when can you learn Greek? He wanted to learn Greek not because he was intellectually curious. He had a parnasa need. So why can't you? Does Rabbi Yishmael not hold that he could take off from learning to do parnasa? Isn't Rabbi Yishmael the man, the Omer, the Aflam, and Brochus over there, that the Hanik Behemenik Derechetz? So, Mamarasha. If he needed it for Parnasa, if he didn't need it, then he's over on Dvar Vitalin and Bittel Tayre, etc., etc. You with me? So the Sfat Emes already asked the Shaila, Imenochus. And the Sfat Emes says, there's a difference between he needed it for Parnasa. So your Parnasa, you want to go and chop wood, do whatever, because it's right. Aber to be ma'ayin, be iun, this is a Baruch Ber, by the way, in Berakhah Shmuel, famous in Kiddushin, like a classic. To ma'ayin in something, and your mind is going to be, when Rabbi Shmuel said, Hanig bohen, minig derech eretz, Ruchayim Aloshin, who says, Nefesh Achayim, what's trapped? Hanig bohen, with the Torah you have derech eretz. So I know I'm an accountant, I'm a lawyer, whatever I do, I'm thinking, what is the relevant halach here? So with the Torah I have derech eretz. Aber only derech eretz, I'm sitting and learning Greek, and I'm ma'ayin in it, das nicht. But that's Yesurim Ilavovo. That's doing something else which is going in competition to Torah. And that does say, that's already the Yisr. Anyway, Negeil in Yoneinu. There's a Chsivish word. I'll just end off with this. I saw it in the Ches Lavram for the Radomsker. It's called a Shecheach Dover Echod Mi Mishnosoi. What's a Dover Echod? So the Ches Lavram Taitz Alderach, you know, the famous words. Who remembers? I said like 1,000 times. Ain is bein meshein the pirkei meyah upon him. Meyav achas shachak is 228. Zachor 227. The difference is 101. Asher mishabol lekan. What's lekan? The gematria. 1,000 gematria. 101. What's the 101? What? So the simple fact in those days when Torah was bal peh, you learned everything 100 times. The chiddush is that Hashem tiv in the Magid. Achas goes on the Eibishter. Kol Shecheach Dover Echad Mimishnasoi, you forget the Eibishter. When a person learns Torah with Yerushalayim, when a person learns Torah Lishma, he's not going to forget. I'll give you an. I'll just tell you one story to finish off with. You heard of the Baruch Tam, the Shver of the Rechaim? The Baruch Tam was the Seif Yom of Yuzer Shvach, and his eyesight was going. And he did everything about that. Came into him a Tzuvah Mirabona, Kvayachol Tamil Chochum, and he started being befalpul with him, learning from Kederach Tamil Chochum. And the Baruch Tam tells him, Kim Dumani, the Rashba, and Mokim Plans, says Fakir. He says, no. So he thought he's losing it, like you're getting old, you forget. He says, bring a Rashba. They brought a Rashba, and read the Rashba, and he was right, the Baruch Tam was wrong. After he left, the Baruch Tam became ill. Right? He became ill, he was bedridden, he couldn't move, he was out of his whatever. His son, Shuheshel, saw what's happening. He said, let's bring a Rashba. He brought the Rashba, and this Tzuvah Merabonon, he saw that the Baruch Tam slugged him up. From a Purush Rashba, he read it in front of him. He couldn't read because of his eyesight. He falshed it. He pushed it to the Rashba that he should be right and the Baruch Tam should be wrong. And when the Baruch Tam heard this, he got better. He became physically ill, bedridden, because he forgot a Rashba. What's pshat? Because he explained to his son that a person who learns Torah Lishma, there's a bracha from the Eibush he won't forget. And if he's beginning to forget, it's the Charayelim Afreya, the oldest Torah, that Torah Lishma, and therefore he has Azach HaLish Zas, he became physically ill. And the moral of the story is, David HaMelech says in Tillim, Le'olam Le'eshkach Pekudecha, why? Kivam Chiyisani. The minute Torah becomes your life, you're given Siyach HaDishmaya, that we should all remember Torah, which is Zoychet of the Harivna, and to see the sweetness and the Harivna, Taruvis, of Torah with Ram. Oh, amazing. Yeah.